The Bridgeport Evening Farmer, Bridgeport, Connecticut, August 19, 1915. Price, 2 cents. Page 7. Women Who Pose as Men. Every once in a few days, one reads in the newspapers of some case of a woman who has disguised herself in men's clothes and has gone to work at some position commonly filled by a man. Probably there are many more cases of these disguises that are never discovered, or at least never made public. To many women with courage and physical strength, limitations still thrown about their sex seem not merely absurd, but unjust. They feel perfectly competent to run streetcars, build bridges, or dig ditches if need be. They see that nothing prevents their earning a man's pay at some strenuous occupation except the accident of sex. For this, they were in no wise responsible. The limitations of this sex accident can apparently be wholly eluded by the simple expedient of cutting their hair and donning a man's suit, shoes, and hat. As far as physical ability is concerned, most of them would get by in the disguise were they not betrayed by something feminine in their appearance, or through some of the embarrassments of the situation. No doubt the conventional exclusion of women from certain employments seems so unfair that they feel conscience clear in disregarding the laws of the state and social customs. It is, of course, a proceeding not to be encouraged. Men and women are not yet arrived at that sexless state of perfection where they can herd together promiscuously. But some of the prejudices that hinder the advance of women, when known to be women, should so disappear that no woman would have the shadow of reason for posing as a man. The men who object to the entrance of women into some new field are usually the inefficient and unsuccessful, who fear lest they could not stand feminine competition. The sense of fairness has long ago said that any work that a woman can do without injury to herself should be open to her on even terms.